You might think that public libraries are losing popularity, what with the interwebs and everything, but the Edmonton Public Library in Alberta, Canada, remains a busy and popular place, maybe a little too popular. Recently, librarians there realized some people, lots of people, were not reading, they were sleeping. Hundreds of people, all day long. Pilar Martinez is with the Edmonton Public Library. We're not just talking a few people, are we? You found hundreds sleeping in the stacks?
We did. When we did some seating sweeps at a number of branches, including our main central branch, we found over a two-week period in November, just about 500 people sleeping during that two-week period when we did our seating sweeps three times a day.
Were they spending the night there, or you got them out before the doors closed?
Well, we're open from 9 a.m. until 9 in the evening most days of the week. And this is the challenge that we're facing is there's a chronic situation of sleeping for prolonged periods in our space. We thought people would sleep, 15, 20 minutes, have cat naps, and thought really that was what we would be addressing, if anything. And we found ourselves in quite a difficult situation.
So who are we talking about? Who's using the library in Edmonton as a nap zone?
Well, we didn't profile people in terms of their backgrounds or career. So we don't really know, but I suspect most of those people sleeping don't have anywhere to sleep during the day so that they are in a situation where they don't have homes.
What are you going to do now? Will you try and discourage sleeping in the library?
Yeah, we are. And we're already having those conversations. We're letting people know if they are sleeping that we will be having a prohibition against sleeping effective May 1st. And we have been brave in initiating conversations with many social agencies to talk about what we can do as a community around this situation, because it really isn't a library issue alone.
Right.
We need to work together to resolve this. And I think we realize that by allowing sleeping, we really weren't addressing the core issue of homelessness.
I mean, it's interesting. I understand you've got social workers on your staff at the library. So I'm wondering if the libraries in Edmonton see themselves as more than just a place where you go check out a book.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we really are a community space. We are a place where people gather, where people learn, where people have dialogue. So we certainly are more than just a place to check out books. And I think people feel safe coming to the library. And there's a number of people in our community who don't feel as safe going to, say, a social agency seeking assistance. We're seen as part of the solution in terms of this social issue in our community. We just can't do it alone.
A lot of libraries seem to face this problem. The public library down the street from my house in Cambridge, Mass., it's not far from a couple of shelters, and a lot of homeless go there. So how tough are you going to have to be to impose this ban? I mean, will you be walking around the stacks and actually waking people up?
We're not going to be hard-nosed about the implementation of this policy. Right now, staff wake people up when they're sleeping just to ensure that they're safe, that they're healthy, which again is not really the role of staff to take on people's health. So that staff are accustomed to roving the floor and tapping people on the shoulder or giving them a little nudge with their foot to ensure that everything's okay. So they will be letting people know that they're no longer allowed to sleep. And just if they want to take a walk outside, to refresh themselves. And but we won't be sort of banning anybody for sleeping or, it's not black and white. It has to be applied in a compassionate way.
I think about the times I've gone to the library, and sometimes I can't help myself. It's nice and quiet. The air
yes.
is kind of still, and I just, I just clock off, and I can't help myself.
Yeah. And I think we'll be supportive of people. We are fortunate that we have social workers, and we're well connected with the community. So we have, we're able to refer people to where they need to go to get the more appropriate level of service. Libraries are just one of the places that are welcoming spaces that people feel comfortable going and can sit and learn and read and just sit and relax. So it's certainly something that's not unique to Edmonton.
Well, Pilar Martinez with the Edmonton Public Library, thank you very much for your time and telling about this kind of tense struggle you've got.
My delight. Thanks, Marco.